Warren.
Coming up in this week's Arts, I'll be looking at a new opera that's just premiered in Prague, based on communist Czechoslovakia's most notorious show trial. On June the 27th, 1950, Milada Horáková, a Democratic MP and campaigner for women's rights, was hanged on trumped-up charges of treason and espionage, despite appeals for clemency from world figures, including Winston Churchill and Albert Einstein. This is the first attempt to bring one of the darkest periods of Czechoslovakia's past to the stage. A choir on the stage of Prague's Korovrat Theatre sings out a list of sentences for Milada Horáková and her 12 co-defendants, four of whom were executed. The libretto is taken almost verbatim from real transcripts of the trial. This is modern Czech history as contemporary opera. The defendants, chosen for their links to pre-war democratic parties, were falsely accused of conspiring to overthrow the communist regime. For 3 weeks, they've been beaten, tortured, and made to rehearse their testimony under the watchful eye of Soviet advisers. But Milada Horáková, portrayed as the ringleader of the group, refused to learn her lines and remained defiant to the end.
V zásadě jsem prohlásila orgánům státní bezpečnosti.
This is the archive recording of Milada Horáková speaking on the day she was sentenced to death.
Že setrvávám.
I have declared to the state police that I remain faithful to my convictions. And that the reason I remain faithful to them is because I adhere to the ideas, the opinions, and the beliefs of those who are figures of authority to me. And among them are two people who remain the most important figures to me, two people who made an enormous impression on me throughout my life. Those people are Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk and Edvard Beneš. And I want to say something to those who were also inspired by those two men when forming their own convictions and their own ideas. I want to say this. No one in this country should be made to die for their beliefs, and no one should go to prison for them.
This speech, showing Horáková unbowed in the face of a brutal dictatorship, was cut from the official record of the show trial that was used as propaganda by the communists. The tape languished in the archives of Czech radio for the next 55 years. When it was rediscovered in 2005, it served as a key source of inspiration for the opera's composer, Aleš Březina.
She was a very courageous person as a politician. She worked for the rights of women back in the 1930s in Czechoslovakia. She was very courageous during the Nazi occupation, so she was in the resistance and was arrested and sentenced to death. She survived only by miracle. So I think she is a very operatic subject. You have an innocent person with a lot of positive aspects in the middle of hate and aggression, and you have her as the ideal winner of this. Of course, she was sentenced and killed, but in historical terms, she is the proper winner of this trial.
Aleš Březina and librettist Jiří Nekvasil wrote the opera, called Zítra se bude, or Tomorrow Will in English, for the veteran Czech opera singer Sonja Červená, who plays the lead role.
I don't see Tomorrow Will as my latest trophy, because this really is not about me. The fact that I was one of the co-initiators of this project, that's the only thing I can allow myself to be proud of. To quote Milada herself, I humbly surrender myself to the will of God. As for me, I am someone who is full of self-doubt and also full of admiration for Milada Horáková.
For a better understanding of the period that so inspired the authors of the opera, I went to see Oldřich Tůma, director of Prague's Institute for Contemporary History.
This was one of the worst periods in modern Czech history, so say 48 to 53, there were years of really very harsh repressions of communist regimes. Something like 250 persons were sentenced to death and executed. Hundreds of people were killed on the borders when trying to escape from the country. Thousands and thousands spent long years in prisons, and many of them died. So really very, very bad period.
How important is she for the Czech people today?
I think she's really important, so as a real historical figure, but even more as a symbol. A woman with a past of anti-Nazi hero, anti-Nazi resistance hero, and so on. So she really became, even before, in 50s among the public, and in 68, and then especially after 89, she became a prominent symbol of as a victim of communist regime.
But how much do people today in the Czech Republic know about Milada Horáková, and how much interest will there be in this new opera? I stopped a few people outside the theatre to find out.
Not too much, because I was born in 1980s, but she was a very important person in our history, and she always will be.
And do you think the opera will be successful?
I think it will be successful and open the minds of people of my generation.
I think it's a topic for movie. I'm not sure about opera or musicals or these kinds of arts, because I don't know, music and death. I'm not sure if in this case could be suitable.
The Kolovrat Theatre, though part of Prague's National Theatre, is a small stage with just 60 seats. But performances of Tomorrow Will are already sold out for weeks in advance. It's a reflection of the growing interest in Czech society in one of the darkest periods of the country's recent past, a period which is gradually being rediscovered thanks to books, films, and now opera.